Hi, good afternoon. My name is Nelson. I'm with the Tax Relief Center. How are you doing today?
Yes, this is me. I missed and hung up. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. All right. What's your first name?
Stacy Sloan.
Stacy Sloan. Okay, perfect. All right. The best number you can reach you back is at 470-622-1468?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you have two or more years of unfiled taxes?
Yes, correctly.
Okay. Do you owe more than $5K?
Say what now?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Allow me a few seconds. Let me get you back with the specialist then. All right. I'll introduce you. Just allow me a few seconds.
All right then. What's going on?
Republic Tax Relief. This is Spino. How can I assist you?
I guess I have Stace. Yeah, I have Stace on the line. Phone number is 470-622-1468. She has
okay,
more than 2 years on file taxes, and she owes more than $5,000 as well. Can you please assist her?
Absolutely. Thank
all
you
right,
so much.
All right, leave you in good hands, thanks.
Thank you. Yes, hello, ma'am.
Hey, how you doing? It's Mr. Stace Sloman. My voice is light.
Not a problem, ma'am. Let me bring up your file, ma'am. Can you please verify your phone number?
All right, 470-622-1468.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Okay, I got you right here, ma'am. Okay, give me one moment, ma'am. It looks like Mr. Don Davis was helping you. One moment. Okay, ma'am.
Hello, I'm here.
Thank you for holding. I'm going to transfer you over to Don, okay?
Okay, then. Excuse me.
Tax Relief, this is Don.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Don?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Stacy.
Stacy, hold on a second, all right?
All right, then.
Let me find your file, okay?
Okay.
Did you just talk to Trino?
Yes.
Gentlemen? Okay, hold on.
Yes.
I think we might have talked, or maybe I texted you back in maybe November. Let me just find it here. Yeah, it looks like didn't actually speak with you. How much does the IRS claim you owe, Stacy?
I believe at least about $10,000, maybe. I may be wrong, but you know, at least about that.
Okay, and so I know you called back in November. Did you get real busy or,
yes, I have. I was really
not
busy.
Okay. I got you. Well, I'm glad you called us back. And,
yeah.
Is this for personal or for business?
Business slash personal.
Okay. Business slash personal. So do you have like a EIN number, sole proprietor, or do you use your social security?
Not at the moment. I can't find
okay.
it. I lost a lot of things, so I don't know my information at the moment. I have to find it. Just that's why I'm busy. Now I'm focused, so that's why.
Okay. So let me ask you. Personal business. So you're not describe the business part of it.
Entertainment.
What's the business?
Entertainment.
Okay, entertainment. Mm-hmm. With 1099 kind of thing, or like were you W-2 or 1099?
1099.
Like,
you said what not? Can you explain it again? Yes, they take taxes.
Sure,
out.
No
yes.
problem. So they take taxes out, so you're W-2, it sounds like. You're not a contractor. Okay.
Correct.
And do you do it now, or were you doing it before?
Yes, I was doing it before. Okay. And I actually doing it now. I just have to restart it. Back up.
Okay. Okay. Again. And so the years that you believe you might owe up to $10,000, what years are those?
Actually, I had like a fraud that I needed to get. That was like 2015, actually, when I was locked up, incarcerated.
Okay.
Yes.
15.
Okay. Yeah, until up then.
And so not just 2015, but up to now? Or
Yes.
To 2023?
Just about right, yes.
Okay. So from 2015 to 2023 is what you're thinking the $10,000 is for? Have you gotten any notices recently?
Yeah, actually I have.
Do you have them?
It was from school.
No,
I do not have them with me, but I know that for a guaranteed fact that from schools, and that's the time when I was incarcerated in 2015, and I want to believe, when I wasn't filing my taxes, so I'm pretty sure they done gave me something that I need to pay for.
Like a school,
that time?
Like, education expenses?
Yes, correctly. Yeah, they actually like, you know, what's going on? They actually, as you know, supposed to pay it at that time. And, you know, even though I know I was incarcerated, I just try to make things a little better and pay for it. So the prices went up and other things.
Okay. All right. So from 2015 to 2023, that debt, Did you catch up on the filings, or are you still unfiled?
I'm going to file this year. How long can you go back to file?
That's a good question. I am not really sure. What will happen is, with us, what happens is we order 10 years of records, and then we'll know which years you should have to file and which years you would not have to file.
Okay.
That's the only way we know is to pull the records and have our tax attorneys and the CPA's accountants go through. And they will have a report, and we'll know which years you should file and which years you should not have to file. So,
okay.
But then on the years that you would have to file, if there are any, then we would have to do the tax returns for you. Our fee for doing each year, as long as you don't have like an EIN number, LLC, S corporation, or like a sole proprietor with an EIN number, if you just W-2,
right?
Then it would be $395 for any year that they'd have to prepare the taxes for.
Okay.
That's a separate charge from negotiating that $10,000, or it's probably going to be more than $10,000. Just so you know, don't be surprised because they penalize you 25% per year that you don't file.
Right.
And
you
so
said how much? 25%.
It could easily. 25%. So it could easily be $20,000-$30,000. Who knows? But we would figure that out as part of an engagement fee that we charge. And so if you don't have an EIN number, if it's just W-2, we charge $590 to represent you, pull all the records, put a collection hold in place. and figure out what's going on, negotiate with the IRS for you.
Okay.
So you're talking about $590 just to get started and pull all those records, put the collection hold in place so they don't go into your bank account or your paycheck if you have a job, any of that. And
you say $599?
$590 for that. And then if we have to, like, once we get the records back, if we figure out there might be a year or two, we have to file. If we figure out that there are any years that we have to file, if you want us to file them, we would have to charge you $395 per year. Now, some people don't use us, but what happens is you got to make sure that you hand-walk those filings to the IRS or it delays our negotiation and everything, because when they electronically file them, it could be a 6 to 8 month delay, which you don't want.
Okay.
Because you're still building penalties and interest on whatever you would owe. So
right.
That's sort of the process. Do you want to – I've already told you what the initial cost is, and I also told you that if there are any that you need to file, you're going to have somebody pay them. So it would be $395 or whatever so per year.
Okay.
So, but you will know how many years you would have to file if we engage with you and get all the records and everything. So starting off, it would be $590. Are you comfortable with that? If so, I can see if you qualify for any of these programs.
Okay, you say $399 was for just a W-2, and $599 for what?
$395 is to file tax returns. Do them and file them. If there are any years that you, once we pull all the records, if there are any years you are required to file, you could also use a tax preparer or something, but you have to make sure they don't electronically file them and that they don't make any mistakes. So there's going to be a charge for any year that you don't file. But that's outside of us pulling all the records and figuring out whether you do need to file and what you owe. Does that make sense? And
yes,
for us to do our job, we charge $590.
Okay. All right.
I can interview you and see if you qualify for any of the programs, but I wanted you to know up front it's going to be a charge if you do qualify and if you want us to represent you.
Okay,
Mom. So you tell me how you want to proceed.
Yes,
that
makes
proceed
sense.
And see if you okay. All right. And so what the IRS wants to know is, what's your financial condition now? Not back then, not in the future. They want to know what's coming in, what kind of income, and then what's going out, your expenses, all right? So how do you...
Oh, okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Were you talking to me or somebody else?
I was talking to some people.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I'll give you a call back when I'm ready to pay the $599.
Okay, that's fine. That's not a problem. We do, if you can't pay it all up front, we can split it into $295 now and $295 in 2 weeks. Or to get you protected now, you could do a contract and do that. Or if you like need to pay it on a payday, then we can post date on the contract.
Hello?
To say, are you there?
Yes.
I don't know how much you heard.
So you say half. It was our half. So for the professor, that'll be the three.
Okay. We could protect you now by paying half down, and then in 2 weeks paying the other half. And that way you could get protected now. We have a contract. We'll say we'll take $295 now, and then in exactly 2 weeks from today, we would take $295. We can do it that way. That way you get protected. Or, if there's a payday or something that you need to wait on, we can post date it, and we can say we're going to charge your debit or credit card on this date. That's what it would be in the contract. So we can do it that way. You get you protected now. Or you can just call me back. It's It's up to you.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm about to save your number on a Don text.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a call when I'm eligible to pay.